Blog Talk Radio.
Psychics Gone Wild, fabulously fun Friday night with Georgia Marantos and Angela Bixby. How are you, Georgia?
I'm really good, Angela. How are you?
Great, thank you. Happy.
I feel like I'm
super...
bursting out of my skin.
Yeah, you too, huh? Happy super moon solstice weekend to you.
Oh, happy solstice, happy big moon. Big moon. We were talking about it just now. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is. I can see it shining through the tree branches right now in the window. It's pretty powerful. I guess it's, they call it a super moon because it's the closest to the earth that one will be all year.
So, wow.
Yeah, given that it's closer, I imagine we're going to feel it a lot more as humans, right? It has effects on water and tides, and as humans, we're about 70% water, so we're going to feel it. We're going to feel its pull.
You know, I was thinking as we were listening to the music, and you and I had this conversation just before the music went on, and I thought to myself, have I felt that's been different in the last week as the moon's kind of been getting bigger? And actually, I have been feeling much more intuitive. And I know that the moon and the fuller the moon is, the more intuitive we get. And certainly that happens with me in my cycle when I'm in the second part of my cycle, menstrual cycle. It gets more intense and I'm more in tune with everything that's going on. So I now think it's the supermoon. I thought it was me, but it's the supermoon. I'm just in tune with it, as everyone is, really.
Yeah, very much so. I think it's beautiful, you and the beautifully big moon. And you know what, people would say that follow a lot of the natural theories, you know, magic, paganism, however you want to call it, would say that really since about May 1st, when it was that Samhain? I'm losing the name of the pagan holiday. Nonetheless, from May 1st until now, the summer solstice, is when the veil between the realms is supposedly very, very thin. It spends that whole 7-week period or 8-week period thinning. So yours and everybody's intuition should really be on high right now, given where we are sort of seasonally, cyclically.
Oh, that's fabulous. And we did have those like 3 eclipses in the midst of all of that. So we've definitely been going through some major, major life changes.
Yeah, well, I have some really good news about this weekend. I did a little bit of research. And, you know, one of the beautiful things about the solstice being the summer solstice, it's in at least the Northern Hemisphere, it means it's the longest day of the year for us, the most sunlight. And so, you know, it's a time where we're very much opening more to our own light. We're celebrating the light that the sun's offering, but it's just kind of more of a relaxed time. If you take a look at, you know, 6 months from now or 6 months ago, when it's the season of light, people are bringing in as much light as possible because there's so much less light with less sunlight.
Right.
So it took work to bring in a lot of light. So it's kind of a naturally a little bit more passive time, the solstice, in terms of shining your light a little bit more naturally and gently. And then they say that this full moon on Sunday is actually fairly passive as well in terms of more feminine qualities. It's kind of more relaxed. It's while we will feel its effects and we'll be more in touch with our intuition and our emotions and things, it's not one of those ones that might be like getting us to move and really release things as strongly.
Great. It's not an eclipse.
Right.
Everybody, we can relax.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I was reading that the full moon next month happens in a fire sign. You know, part of the reason this one on Sunday is more gentle is because we're moving into a water sign, is what reading is saying. It's just a little bit
Thank
more
God
gentle.
For the water.
Yeah, next month everybody can work on really, you know, coming out with their creations that they've thought about between this full moon and next full moon.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks for setting up a framework for looking into the future of the next month.
Oh, yeah, sure. My pleasure. We are blessed with numerous callers on the air, Georgia. Should
Yay!
We go ahead and get into our first caller here?
Sure.
All righty. Area code 310, we have you on the line.
Hi, my name is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
How are you?
Good.
Good. How about you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I have a bit of a dilemma. I have a friend. I'm subleasing her apartment, and I haven't been able to pay her as of yet. And she sent me an email. She was just asking me how is everything, and basically, I just want to know if I'm going to be able to get her taken care of soon.
Yeah, understandable. Just
I mean, the same thing with my car. My car, before I moved, my car was repoed 2 days before I was supposed to move in here.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Everything's getting better, though. It's getting better.
Good. Are you working?
I am. Actually, the funny thing is, he asked me if I'm working. Actually, I'm waiting to hear about when my interview is for a company. It's for a really good job.
Good.
And property management for a beautiful property that spans over 44 acres.
Wow. Gorgeous.
And I got a feeling I got it. I got a feeling I got it already. First interview was fantastic. Now I'm waiting on the second interview.
Yeah, and it looks like there might be three interviews before you get it. Is that what they told you? It would be a three-interview process?
No, he just told me he was going to interview me. The hiring manager is going to interview me. That's all he told me.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, I have a really good feeling about the interview process in that job, too. You're going to be able to pay your friend, is what Spirit's telling me, but she's unfortunately got to just hold her horses for a little bit longer, is the metaphor they're giving me. I mean, they're really showing
me
for holding back the horses. But things are going to be flowing for you, it feels like, very soon. I do have a really good feeling about this interview process for you and this work. And you feel quite relaxed energetically. You feel like you are really in a good space. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, I have been resting a lot because the past 5 months have been so difficult for me. And now since I've been here, I've been getting some rest and I've been out walking and, you know, I've actually let go a lot of people that wasn't serving me any positive and, you know, been able to do, you know, a lot of things. You know, I have to say, you know, in spite of not having my car, I've been blessed with this young lady that's taking me around, and I'm able to pay her to take me around. And, you know, I'm pretty young. I'm pretty relaxed. I've been sleeping a lot. It seems like, okay, body's like, time to shut down.
It's good, though. It's very self-caring, Alicia. Georgia, are you getting into the Alicia situation?
Yeah, I was, you know, initially just seeing that your hands are a little tight at the moment and that it, I mean, I don't know how much communication you have with her or what you wrote in your email to your friend who's, you know, for whom you owe rent, but it's a really good idea to keep her sort of abreast of what's happening with you and for you. You may already be doing this, but it feels like if the communication between you is really good and strong and she understands what a great service she's doing for you, you know, at the same time, that will help her in an effect with waiting, because the Spirit's showing me that, you know, she will have to wait a little bit and you'll have to wait a little bit before you'll be able to get her the money. And it does feel like this is in terms of the friendship, it feels like it's a... you know how with our friendship, sometimes we go through those tough times. So this is one of those things that's going to test the friendship. And the way to keep the friendship open and flowing is to have, you know, really good communication. And you're obviously looking after yourself. And as long as you're, you know, keeping the communication open, I see that that's, you know, going to go okay for you. I'm not even sure if you asked if there was a question about that in your question, but it feels like it's going to help you to know that it's going to be all right.
I just sent her, I'm sending her email now. I'm just telling her it's been crazy. And she, you know, she didn't know what was the state of the apartment when I moved in, and it was not in a good state. And I've been, like, kind of cleaning it, doing a lot of cleaning, doing a laundering of her linens and stuff because it wasn't well taken care of. And, you know, and I told her that. And I said, no problem. I would, you know, clean everything and everything.
Right.
She's like, get some rest. You know, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I said, your apartment's not right. I need to get it right for you, you know, because I know she's going to be coming back towards the end of the year.
Right.
And, you know, to come back here. And I want to make sure she comes back here. She doesn't have to do anything. But
yeah, it feels like a good give and take situation.
Yeah, so I just let her know that I'm still, you know, working things out, and things have been difficult. I haven't gotten my car back yet, which I'm really praying that I can get it back. And, you know, it's like I'm working on something, and I'm trying to get it to you. You know, as soon as I can get it to you, I will. That's what I put in there.
Yeah, I think that's definitely working for you, the communication lines being open and being really good. So it's all good news.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck to you, Alicia. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alicia. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Exciting. Exciting. She's in a good space. It's always nice to feel that when someone's taking care of themselves and keeping perspective. Yeah, it's good to hear. Good. All right. Well, you know, we've actually got a lot of people lined up, so why don't we just, should we jump into our next caller?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, great. 310, you're
Hi.
On the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. I have a kind of a relationship question, I guess.
Great.
All right. What's your first name?
Jordana.
Jordana, I thought
Hi,
it was
Jordana.
You, but I thought she's calling from a different number.
It
Did
is. Yeah, me? I got a new number, so that's why it's 310. But yes, it is me.
Nice to hear from you. How can we help you?
Well, okay, so I'm dating someone, and we kind of had a blowout today. Not so much me. It was honestly him and his father, because I'm doing a business investment with him, but it's being delayed, and it's going to be delayed probably another week, maybe like 10 days or so. And I'm just wondering if this is something we're going to get through, and at the end of it, like, we're going to be okay, or what you're saying.
Yeah. Can you say his first name, Jordana?
Yeah, Brandon.
Okay. All right. Yeah, just tuning in. It looks like it, it looks like it felt like a rather big deal to both of you, more so him than you. It feels like it is.
Well, yeah, because his dad isn't, like, talking to him now. Like, his dad is completely overreacting.
Yeah, it's affecting him through his dad and his own reaction and you. And so he's clearly more affected. Are there more than the two of you or the three of you involved in this? I see a round table with more like eight chairs at it.
There's like other people who are helping him with it. And I know he said that a few of them were going to like drop out. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it on Monday. It may be the following Monday. So I'm just wondering what's going to happen.
What I'm seeing for you, Jordana, is, you know, stay your course. There are a few people that may drop out, but if you can't get the money that soon, you can't get the money that soon. You know, all you can do is what you can do. He really looks like he's really kind of freaking out. And he may even be distant from you for a while, is the sense that I'm getting, almost not so much out of anger or frustration, but more from a position of not really being sure how to handle it. You know, it feels really overwhelming for him, is what Spirit's saying to me. Let's see what Georgia has to say on the situation.
Yeah, I did see him reacting in that way too. I think that there's just too much on his plate and he can't quite figure it all out, sort of business, relationship, you know, and then, you know, things not quite going his way. So it's almost like he's going to have to be able to throw a couple of balls up in the air. And I do think that the relationship is, you know, it's kind of touch and go for a short time, because it seems like you are tied together, though. So this business deal keeps you together. Would that be right, Jordana? Because it is...
I mean, I suppose so, yeah, but I'm not going to have any place in the business. I'm just doing the investing.
Right.
So I'm not doing that. I guess I was more so wondering if we're going to break up through the next week, or if we'll, like, get through it, it'll just be kind of rough.
I get the feeling that it's going to be rough, but the potential is there for you to pick it up. I really, you know, the potential is there for you to have the healing if you wanted to. You might just have to stick it through, because it's a bit tough for him. I don't know that he can cope with a lot of things going at once.
Right.
That's what I'm being shown, that he's not coping. And I think I'm just echoing also a little bit of what Angela was seeing, but definitely I saw him like not quite being able to cope. And so, because he's been thrown into a space which is quite fearful for him.
Right.
And,
no, I agree. But you don't see a breakup with us.
Well, you know what I see is that there's a chance that you two will come back together in about 2 or 3 weeks. And it looks like the work on this is so much less yours, Jordana, than his, is what I'm being shown. He's got to figure out how to almost save face with you, because his reaction about all of this, he's overwhelmed by it, and he's not really happy with the way he's reacted. And, you know, I get that he wants to have a relationship with you, but he doesn't know what to do with the fact that he's so overwhelmed by all of this. And so what Spirit's showing me is he needs to go sort of sit and do his version of meditation and regroup. And then when he's ready to open things back up with you in about 2 to 3 weeks, that's where an opportunity for the relationship to continue stays. So if you're up for that, it looks like that's what's going to go on for him, is what I'm being shown.
When do you see a breakup then? Because we haven't broken up yet.
It's not
a breakup.
It's just like, you know, not talking. I mean, really giving him a space.
So, like not talking as much, I'm assuming. Because normally we talk like every day,
right.
Like 5-10 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is like a relationship. It's like, you know, that part of the relationship where, you're testing it.
You just get like
testing.
Kind of distance, like where we're only like talking once a day or something versus 10 times.
Yeah, and he's sorting out what's going on for him, and he might actually need some, through the business, is it possible for him to get some help from someone else? Because I'm being shown that there's another man, an older figure, maybe someone who's experienced in the business who'd be able to give him some pointers. So that's what might help him through, through this kind of waiting time when things start to get a little bit better for the two of you. I'm seeing
right.
someone come in and help in that way. That makes him feel better.
Is his dad going to, like, get over this, like, and not be so mean to him?
I'm not being shown a whole lot about his dad. I'm being shown things from his perspective and the work that he needs to do. I don't know. George, are you getting anything on the father?
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, I'm getting that his dad is a bit closed off, you know, in terms of really big change. Like, I'm being shown him with his arms crossed, and that I get the feeling that if we're expecting change, we probably aren't going to see it. But that it's more about how your partner is going to get help elsewhere. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, his dad went as far to, like, uninvite him to, like, Shabbat tonight because they're Jewish.
Yeah, then, you know, and I think Jewish and Mediterranean and people that live in that hot spot, you know, Europe, are just, you know, can often fly the handle. So it's really just that hot-headedness, which it doesn't mean that the relationship's cut off or that it's over or anything like that. I think he's probably experienced this with his dad before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, so that... That's kind of probably normal in his family. I don't think
in
you
his...
need to, yeah, like that kind of, you know, emotional, you know, quick snap is, you know, that would kind of like be, okay, now pass me the peanut butter, please.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad that, like, we're not going to break up. There, it's just going to kind of be rough there for a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Me at ease.
And
but
it definitely
as long as
is a test
break
for
up,
the relationship.
Then we're okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he cares about me because he chose me over his father kind of today. So that was a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, he cares you. It cares for you and he respects you. He's just really overwhelmed. Try to understand that. For him, if you can.
I am trying. Well, thank you guys so much. I'm so glad I called in and got all of your input. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Good
you're
night.
You're welcome, Georgiana.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good night.
Okay. All right. Relationship. We've got some relationship calls. Yeah, tonight. Let's see what the next caller has to say. Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida. How are you?
Good.
Hi,
Lisa. How are you?
Good. I want to ask you, I'm looking for a job. I'm trying to get back on my own. Been living with family since last summer. Been very, very difficult. So I want to see what you see about this.
About the situation.
Yeah, I they don't want me living here. They've done everything to try and get me out. although I have to find a job before I find a place, so I'm been looking very, very, you know, hard.
Yeah, what I'm seeing so far, Lisa, is I see that you've been looking sort of high and low, is what Spirit's showing me in terms of work. And I do see something coming through for you, and it looks like it comes through, it's almost like it comes through another opportunity. You are, you know, you're looking at a position, and someone comes forward, I don't know if it's in the interview process, and actually presents another job to you when you're going through this process with them. So I see something coming through for you in terms of work soon.
Me, when do you see it happen?
Bear with me, I'm just tuning in. Like, it looks like in the next 3 weeks, you're going
to
go on.
Yeah, I got that too. I got 2 to 3 weeks too, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it's going to be easier living here? Or is it going to be the same? Or am I going to find a new place?
Well, I get the feeling from Spirit that once you have work, that's going to ease a lot for you for a whole lot of reasons. But you finding work is the most important thing right now on Spirit's mind for you, and on your head and your heart too. Once you get work, things are going to feel better, and you will be out of there shortly. But you know, you'll stay there as long as you need to while you continue to get on your feet once you have work. But I already see you with sort of an exit plan for as soon as you can get out of there. Once you're working, you will be, is what Spirit says.
And also, once you're working, your focus will no longer be on what's happening at home, so it won't be an issue for you anymore. So, you know, everything will ease up. And this is a huge transition for you. I mean, if you've wondered why it's happening because you're really passing through, you know, your soul is growing in huge ways. And you haven't wasted your time being there. You've actually been kind of, you know, waking up to a new you. You're actually becoming stronger, a stronger person from the inside out. So, you know, don't think about it in a negative way. It's actually been, even though it's definitely weighing on you, you're going into the light. You're going into a better space.
Me, how much longer do you think I'll be here?
Focus your energy on that, on those interviews and the jobs. I mean, I think Georgia and I agree that it would be 2 to 3 weeks before you go on that interview. So just try to take it step by step, worry less about how much time you'll be there, and try to just stay in that mode of being ready for that job when it starts, and then being open to how much better it feels once you're working. And when you get out of there, it's going to take care of itself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Do you think it would be better between me and my sister, or is it going to be the same because our relationship is like non-existent right now?
Yeah, I think George and I both see that things all around are going to feel better for you. The relationships involved in this, everything's going to ease up on them. There's just a lot of pressure on the situation right now. So things do look like they'll be better in the future.
Oh, that's good, because I can't take much more of this. I feel like I'm hitting rock bottom.
Oh. Hang in there and know that we both see this opportunity coming for you, Lisa. Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, thanks for calling.
Good night, Lisa.
Oh, pardon me. I'm sorry, I just hung up on someone. I was trying to...
Ring back!
Yeah, ring back, 407, ring back. Oh, goodness, sorry about that. Boy, you know, I was taken with just how beautiful that was, what you said to her, Georgia, that she's growing stronger from the inside out. How beautiful was that?
Oh, yeah, and it must feel terrible, because often the biggest, you know, the biggest swings we make in life feel the worst. And so, you know, and sometimes you can't see it when you're in it, but Spirit's showing me this huge, like, change that's happening for her, and it's all for the positive. She's going to love what she's going to be doing. Like everything was super positive. She just needs to get over this small hump, like, and it's going to be great. So,
yeah. Well, I just I thought it was beautiful the way you phrased it to her. And listeners, that's the way Georgia works. She's really good at what she does, and the way she delivers.
Thanks, Angela.
You are the way she delivers messages from Spirit are just so like that. They make you feel like you're being hugged. So
thanks, Angela.
Sure. Check her out. You can find Georgia on transformyourselfanew.com. Is that right, Georgia?
Yeah, you got it.
Good. And I can be found on energyintuit.com. We can also both be found on the psychicsgonewild.com website. And you can also look on the Blog Talk Radio page here for our show, Psychics Gone Wild, and find our contact information, too. So give Georgia a call. Set up a reading with her, and you will get a similar version of what you just heard. She just works so beautifully.
Thanks, right, Angela. And you too. Let's take a moment to shine the light on you. And you've been such a powerful force. You bring through information so quickly, so accurately. I mean, really, people should just be ringing you immediately. Really.
Thank you.
I often wonder about, you know, I know that this is our time to kind of be in service, and you know, if you have an extra question, if you haven't been able to ask more than one question, just contact us, because we do short readings, right? And Angela, how mm-hmm. short a reading do you do? Like one question email readings?
Yeah, I can do one question email readings. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you feel like and you want it answered soon, then definitely contact us and contact Angela and contact myself. We're excited to do the work that we do.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm excited to say that 407 has called back, who accidentally
dropped
a minute ago. So I'm going to ring 407 on the line now. 407, you're on with us. Are you there?
Hello, yes. I was logged out. It just disconnected me for no reason.
I apologize. That was me. And we were saying out into the airwaves, call back, and you called back. So I saw that it was you calling back. I'm sorry for that. What's your name?
Well, my name is Pakira.
Hi, Pakira. How are you?
Hi, Pakira.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Yes, well, my question is... Well, I have a college degree, like college education, business management degree, but I don't have much experience. And I've been looking for a job and going to interviews, but I wasn't hired. So I want to know why and when will I get a job? Am I doing mm-hmm. something wrong or no? How can I convince the hiring manager to hire me?
Yeah, understandable. We're both tuning in on your situation here, Pakira. I'm watching just to get a little bit better understanding of what I'm seeing so that I can deliver you a really appropriate message. It looks like to me that in the situation that you just came through, you were one of three people that they were looking at to hire. And the reason that the other person got the job is because of experience. So there's nothing, Spirit, saying that you've done wrong in this one that you've just come through that you didn't get. So please don't be hard on yourself for that. You know, until you have experience, you don't have experience until you have experience, period. And I do see there being someone out there that's going to be ready to hire you. I'm just kind of tuning in to try to get a little bit more detail. Georgia, are you seeing anything on Pakira's situation?
Yeah, you know, Spirit kind of immediately said to me, she has other talents. So, Pakira, what else do you do apart from business management? I just have to quickly sort of on the sideline ask you.
Well, it's so many talents I have, but...
I feel it. Are you in music? Because I get this sort of musical, I'm getting the image of music.
Well, yes, that was one. That was, like, I used to sing in a church choir when I was younger. But I always liked music, listen to music all the time. So, but, yeah, the interview, what I was talking about, it was uh-huh. yesterday. And he had to hire, he interviewed three people, not uh-huh. at the same time. So, yeah, he did hire someone.
Yeah.
And then he told me that I needed a little more experience.
Yeah, Pakira, I'm seeing something similar to what Georgia was seeing. I'm not seeing the music directly, but when spirit was taking me to what else you're going to do. It was something very different than what you've interviewed from, much like what Georgia was saying. And what they showed me was you in sort of like a boardroom around a table with people making decisions. And hearing that you sang in a church choir and music meant so much to you, I get the feeling that it might even be something like working for a nonprofit, a human organization, a religious organization, and serving on like a committee or a board. You know, your way in there might be to volunteer to be on a committee, but it looks like that's the kind of thing that you're going to be doing that's going to bring you the job, because that'll give you experience, although it's not paid initially. It's like as soon as they see you and meet you and see how you work, I see opportunities coming through this organization for you.
Yes, because I've been calling everywhere and for to volunteer, but they told me the company don't offer volunteers. So.
I get a guy. I get a guy. He's in his mid-50s, 56, I get, and also a woman. They're kind of both in the business, and it does feel like it is. It's a business that somehow there's these two people are running, but they do have obviously a team of people. And so I wish I could be more specific, but in between now and then, when you're actually with them, there's a little bit more time that needs to pass. So you're a little bit in an in-between time. But once you get there, you're actually going to be flying high because you're going to be feeling really, really happy about being in a job that you love. So it's I get like a 4 to 6 week mark. I'm not even sure if that's I get like maybe 1 month or 2 months that might need to pass before this this energy comes through with those two people.
Yeah, but I'll keep going to interviews.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's how they're going to come through. They're going to come through because they meet you. And
mm-hmm.
What Angela has seen, we could be talking about the same company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times it works like that, where we will both see sort of different aspects of the same vision. It'll come through
right.
in the ways that our guides communicate it to us. So, yeah, it could be the same situation. Yeah, they're showing me you sort of swimming, paddling upstream for a few more weeks. I get the feeling, I agree on the 4 to 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks, but I also get the sense that you can speed that up, too, that you may be able to make that go faster.
Like, how can I make that go faster?
I really feel like you're going to find an organization that will take you in as a volunteer while you're interviewing for other jobs. That's the sense that I just continue to get. So keep looking for that opportunity where someone will let you come in and volunteer while you're looking for a job. And it feels like if you can make that connection sooner, it's going to help bring in the other opportunity.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck, Pakira. Hang in there.
Best of luck, Pakira.
All righty, Rue.
I'm glad she
goodness.
Called back. That was great.
Yeah, I'm really glad she called back. You know, that does bring up an interesting point. It happens a lot like that in seance, as you know that, Georgia, having been in seances too, where we'll see different aspects of the same scene, and until you're sort of sitting in the same room, in the seance together or like this on the radio together, where we know that we're tuning into the same vision, but we're seeing different aspects of it. It's fascinating. I find the process fascinating.
Yeah, I hope she calls back when she's, at this workplace. And I'd love to hear if there's, a lady and a man team running it, and there's a huge team, like you said, 8 people in this round table. I mean, that mm-hmm. it would just be awesome to hear back from our callers.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, I'm going to go ahead and bring someone else on because we've got 12 people in queue.
Yay.
858, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, ladies. How are you tonight?
Hi, really good. How are you?
I am good, thank you. And I have a question. I would like to ask you what you feel about that situation.
What's your first name, if we might ask?
Oh, Roxana.
Hello, Roxana.
Hi, Roxana.
Hi. I've been dating a man for maybe for 5 months, and I've known him even longer. So I've known him for a while. And I was wondering, do you see that there will be a commitment for us, or it will not happen? Because he knows that I'm seriously looking for someone to share a future with.
Roxana, are you comfortable saying his first name?
Bob, B-O-B, like Robert.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just tuning in. I get the feeling that, I don't know, it feels like there's something that's not completely on the up and up with him. I don't know what it is. It's almost like, it's not that he's committed somewhere else, but he's got something else going on that's keeping him from fully committing to you. Does that make sense to you?
Excuse me. Yes, it does. He is not he's not divorced yet.
Ah.
and I'm not sure if he will decide to stay with that person or he will decide to file for divorce. I don't know what the situation there, but he knows that I'm looking for commitment.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I get the sense that you celebrate when you move on to someone else. That's when, I mean, they show me literally champagne being corked celebrating once you decide, once it becomes really clear to you and you're ready to walk away. Because you do want commitment and you deserve commitment. And he's not in a position to offer that at the moment, from what I can see.
Well, not in the moment, but as far as I've known him for such a long time, I'm willing to wait, but I don't know even what I'm waiting for because, you know, we have a lot of things in common and we know each other very well and I'm not, well, so I was not sure if, so you feel that it will not work out with him?
No, I can see that you guys may still be friends, but I don't see him leaving his situation. I don't see him necessarily getting divorced or putting himself in a position to be ready to step up to the commitment that you deserve. I just don't see him. I don't see him as that person for you, is how Spirit's showing me. Georgia, what are you getting?
Yeah, it feels like he's not seeing the opportunity that you're presenting to him, and that in terms of, you know, the full relationship that you want to see flower. And I do see that you can make, I do see other opportunities and new beginnings happening for you if you do step out into it. Just like Angela said, they're there actually. That there's kind of like one man waiting in particular in the wings, that energetically anyway, that if you were to step out, you could easily have a future with him. Feels a little younger in energy, mm-hmm. in terms of in comparison to Bob, but I do see, like, I get kind of double thumbs up there. If you really wanted to go down that route, and it is a choice for you because, you know, you are connected with Bob, and I do see that connection.
Yeah, George, I apologize. Roxana, too. I was giggling because as Georgia was talking about the other man that's waiting sort of in queue energetically, that's younger, it's a really, really passionate romantic relationship, and it looks like it feels really good. So it was making me giggle. I apologize. I didn't mean to come off as disrespectful in any way. But if you choose to move on to someone else that is ready for that commitment, I see you guys getting married, and I see you really enjoying that other person.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that other person will be younger than me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more useful energetically, yeah.
Hmm. And Bob will decide to stay with his partner, right?
It appears that way. I don't even know if it's so much deciding to stay with his partner as fearing stepping out and stepping into something with you.
Hmm. Because he wants to see me quite often, and he's alone most of the time. I don't know, mm-hmm. where is this partner.
Yeah, well, in terms of the commitment, though, I don't see that that's anything that he's really up for. You know, it's one thing to spend time with you. He enjoys you. You guys are strongly connected, but I don't see him being able to deliver what it is that you desire and deserve.
Okay.
With regard to commitment.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Good luck, Roxana. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night. Oh, goodness. I just did it again to someone. When the caller hangs up before I hang them up, I end up hanging up on the next person. I'm sorry, callers. Please call back.
Maybe they'll ring back too.
Ring back, ring back. I hope so. 856, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I just need a general information as how my life is going to work out, because it just seems to be so upside down right now. Are things going to get better, and are they going to get better soon?
And what's your first name?
Sylvia.
One more time?
Is that Sylvia?
Yes.
Sylvia. Okay. We're tuning in, Sylvia. Is there one area of your life that you'd like us to start with?
Finances.
Okay. I do see things getting better soon on finances, but it's definitely kind of a slow move forward. It's almost like there's been absolutely no action there. And, you know, you've really been working hard and trying to make something happen. And I do see things getting a little bit better there soon, like within the next couple of weeks, it looks like to me.
Great.
Yeah. They're showing me you stepping into a vortex. So are you someone that believes in, like, the law of attraction and practicing, you know, getting into that manifestation vortex about your finances?
Explain that again, please.
There's a one of the laws of the universe is called the law of attraction, essentially like attracts like. And there are a lot of people that like to work with it and work on really manifesting things for themselves. And one of the terms that's used when you do work with that sort of that law and work within that system is called being in a vortex. And so it's almost like you put yourself in this positive, energetic tornado that's it's not destructive, it's positive. And it once you're in that, you start really pulling in what you want to pull in and manifest. And that's what Spirit's showing me you stepping into around your finances, which is why I asked you if you were doing that, because it looks like energetically you're doing some version of that, where you're focusing on your finances, you're believing that you're in that prosperity and that abundance now, and that's sort of how I see it coming in. Does that make sense to you, what I said?
Mm-hmm. I believe that what you think is what will happen. If you think things are going to be all right, then things will be all right. I think whatever, if you put out negative vibes, the negative is going to come back to you. So, yeah.
Right.
I believe that if you put out positive, then positive will come back to you. So if you constantly say, oh, it's going to be a terrible day, then naturally it's going to be a terrible day. If you say, oh, it's not going to be such a bad day, things will get better, then eventually they will get better. Yes, I believe like that.
Excellent. So now what you want to do to step that up just a little bit, Sylvia, is start speaking in the now. Things are better now. I am in abundance now. I am prosperous. So start making those statements and having those thoughts, not just that they're going to get a little bit better, but that they are a lot better right now today. And you will see your finances improve really quickly. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Am I going to get a job soon?
Georgia, are you getting anything on?
Well, when you first asked the question, I had Spirit telling me in 1 month everything's going to be better. And when you said 2 weeks, I thought, well, maybe that's when the job comes in, because you were talking about finances. So even though I didn't get the 2 weeks and you did, Angela, my feeling is by 1 month, like, everything's going to be better. Like, you've walked away from something recently, and you're not going to do things the way that you used to do them. And I get that sometimes you used to be indecisive, or maybe there was some indecision around something. I get you being, like, super clear, super focused, and you just piercing through. The money is going to come, okay? And this is going to be in the job, And it's funny because I also get relationships. So are you in a relationship at the moment, or did you leave one?
No, I'm in one.
You're in one. So there's something about this relationship that's actually, because I get that the money is associated with that, with the relationship. That's what it felt like. And then there's another, there's someone else that you meet with whom you experience this kind of opening. Again, I think I only just said this to another caller, but what you're going through now is huge for your soul. It's like you're like beginning again, but you're not beginning again in the same way that you did, say, 10 years ago. You're beginning again, like, on a whole new level. That particular consciousness that you described, like what you think, you know, is what you attract, that kind of consciousness is what is going to drive you into your success. So keep practicing it in the same way that Angela told you to do it in the now. That's going to bring in this job. You're going to be working, you're going to be working with a number of people who are really, really good at what they do, and they're going to be training you, and you're going to be modeling them. I think you're going to be having a great time, actually. You might even be doing two different jobs. So I get that you get one job and possibly that ends and then you get another job. Are you getting this, Angela? So suddenly I'm getting a little bit more information about the job that you get. So you might end up hopping onto another job. Are you giggling, Angela?
I am giggling,
Sylvia?
No, you're completely on a roll and a tear, and I am getting a similar picture. It's almost like she gets into the job you were talking about where she feels really good and she's really excited, and it takes her. She chooses to jump to another stage is the way they're showing it to me. It's almost like she's just on fire in a really positive way. Yeah, it makes a difference because there's just so much energy, so much opportunity. It's incredible.
And you don't, you know, where previously in life you used to, like, if there was something going on, like somebody wasn't telling you the truth, or, you know, that used to piss you off before, it doesn't happen to you now because you're seeing the opportunity opening. You know, where one door closes, another, a better one opens. So if you keep that positive thinking rolling, then the positive keeps coming to you, and that's what's going to happen. It's going to happen exactly like that.
What about my relationship? Am I going to stay with this person because I've been with them for years?
Well, it looks like to me that, you know, as things get so much better for you, the relationship gets a lot better too. It's almost like he sort of catches that with you and rides that wave with you in a really positive way.
Has he been unwell?
Yeah, he has his periods of being not well.
Yeah, like getting a bit confused. I mean, there's some confusion around him when he's not well. I don't see that being, like, is it possible that you two could move or travel together somehow? Because I get that there's a shift that happens once you either travel or move. There's some kind of movement with travel. Family. So do you have family somewhere near water? I mean, what a question. I'm asking this question, but I'm just going to say it. Because I see family. I see you traveling. There might be family involved in this. And that actually being somehow bringing the relationship together a little closer.
Well, we don't live far from the ocean. We live close to Atlantic City.
That may be. Listen, Sylvia, we really enjoyed reading for you. I am going to go ahead and we're going to say goodnight because we've got 15 callers on the line still, so we're going to try to help a couple more people, if you don't mind.
Okay.
We're going to move on.
Bye-bye.
Sylvia, best of luck. Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was some really exciting energy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was amazing. Amazing. I'm excited. All right, let's see who else we've got here because, yes, we have 15. Erica, 805, you're on the line.
Oh, good. Hi, Angela. Hi, Georgia. My name's Donna. Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. I have a question. I've been talking to a fellow back east, talked to him a couple times. He's a friend of a friend. We have a mutual elderly friend we've known for 30 years. And he told our elderly friend that he really connected with me.
And elderly friend gave him my number, and then my elderly friend said, Donna, you call him. But I haven't called him yet because I figure I can catch him at our elderly friend's house. You know, that would be better than calling him on his personal line. But do you see this going somewhere between him and I?
Donna, may I ask for his first name, please?
His name is Jack.
Jack. What Spirit's showing me is that as soon as you make connection, he's very interested in you.
Yeah,
there is
I thought
potential. So. Yeah, you got that too, Georgia.
Oh,
was
I'm
that
wasn't me.
Donna.
I think Donna was answering. Yeah, I'm. I don't know why I'm being shown something different. I've kind of got him. I'm not sure of his energy. Maybe he's just shy. So, did you get any kind of description from your elderly?
Oh, he said he was about 6'1". Very handsome, early 60s, and he told me that he had a home in Sweden on an island, and he was thinking of going there this summer. He has his own business, and we have that in common. You know, he doesn't have any kids. I don't have any kids. That's my elderly friend told me this, not him. And he's a widow. He's a widow, and I've done a lot of traveling. You know, I've had adventures all over the world and stuff, and I told him a little bit about my last trip to Ireland, and, you know, he seemed real enthusiastic about it, you know, that I had this adventurous side to me.
Yeah, what I sense is that he's not someone that's going to step forward and make any kind of a first move with you, but if you're willing to reach out and kind of, you know, stick it out in terms of getting connected with him, I see a lot of really exciting things happening for the two of you. I see there being attraction, but I don't see him making any first or second moves.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, I thought that I would call the house again tomorrow. He visits there on Saturday.
Georgia, how about you?
Is that a good
idea? Yeah, like it feels like the energy, you might need to chase him a little. So if it's, you know, I was picking up this kind of shy energy, but like what you said, Angela, that the fact that you might have to chase him a little, you might have to make it happen.
Yeah, I could do that. I mean, we have this mutual friend, and I'm probably going out there in August to visit him, you know, the elderly gentleman.
Yeah.
So I could hook up with him.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, and he's not your only choice, I just want to say. Like, this is, you know, you actually have, you know, other people that you can choose from. I'm not sure if you are, you know, how much you're putting yourself out there. I mean, obviously this is an opportunity.
Yeah.
But there are other people if you were to make the move to kind of put yourself out there in another way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking internet matching sites. I don't know if you've tried that.
Oh, I tried it once and this guy sent a picture and I liked it, and then emailed back and forth, and he called me on the phone, and he sounded like a fellow from Nigeria in his 70s, and I thought, oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
People are putting photos, and it's not even them, and it doesn't even sound like them. And so it kind of threw me off.
I get really uncomfortable
with that anyway. I think people have very high expectations, and, I mean, see, this way,
I feel comfortable with this situation.
Because I'm being introduced through someone that I know.
That's right. And it's much more trustworthy in that sense. I mean, I can give you, you know, another aspect. I was actually watching a documentary the other night, and they were talking about how one in either 10 couples, you know, have met through the internet, or one in 10 people who marry actually have met through the internet. So it's actually quite... You know, in terms of, you know, synchronicity, in terms of energies meeting, in terms of soulmates meeting, you know, it's a very valid way of, you know, coming together with somebody. But you do have to sift through a lot of what you've just, you know, you just said. And if you can tolerate just a little bit of that, it might work for you, because I do see, you know, I do see you in relationship. I'm not sure it's with, you know, this gentleman that you're talking about. But definitely follow that through with your, with him.
Elderly friend.
Yeah.
As you refer to him.
Yeah. I love him on the phone. He's a different type. He's a little intellectual, but that's okay. I'm a good listener, and they can. My brother-in-law's like that. You know, they kind of entertain themselves. I like to do my own thing anyway. Okay.
Good.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Fun. All right. We've still got 16 callers on the line. This is exciting.
I know.
All right. 617, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Happy new moon.
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Linda, and I had a question regarding work. Work,
okay.
Do you see it coming? Do you see an increase? Is there potential for a new business here? I have hit rock bottom. I heard somebody else mention that earlier. I'm there's no place to go but up.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Our favorite direction.
Yeah.
Thank you. Me too.
Georgia,
well, you're a bit of a magician. I get that, you know, Spirit's showing me that you are quite talented. You're a little bit magical too. I mean, I can hear it in your voice. You're very clear. And this is something that you do for people, that you're able to kind of like make them feel better somehow. Like I see Tinkerbell with her little wand, and she's kind of like, ding, making, you know, everything a little bit better. Do you sense that you have that kind of magic about you?
When it comes to people, I do my best to make people feel as comfortable as possible.
Yeah, that's magic.
Yeah. So I guess,
and I do see a whole new beginning, and I see a male boss. Okay, and you might be working with like a group of people, like three people, and so it doesn't feel like it feels like a small business that's owned by like a man, and there's not too many people in it. There's like about three in it. And for some reason, you're a little undecided about going into it, but I do think you should go for it once the opportunity comes up. And it feels like a new beginning for you. It doesn't feel like a job that you've done in the past. It's like this job is like a little bit different, probably a lot different to the type of jobs you've done before.
Okay.
I agree, Georgia. I'm getting that Linda steps into something completely different, and it feels almost like it's exciting. It's almost like you're getting on a ride.
Okay.
And, so there's definitely a quality of excitement to it. Once you do get into it, I see very similarly to what Georgia's seeing in that it'll be a small group that you work with. And don't be surprised if this boss has a little bit of I'm going to just say this word, has a little bit of a martyr complex. I don't know a better way to say it. It's not necessarily a negative. It's like he likes to be carried by his people in a way that almost comes off as a martyr, but it's not. He's a good person. It's a good business. It's his version of wanting to sort of like let you guys feel like you're the ones who are carrying the business and he's holding on to your coattails, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it feels soon. It feels, you know, within the month. So mm-hmm. I even get like July, I get end of July, sort of third week of July.
Money has
19,
been...
July 19. I'm not sure why that's coming to my mind.
So is that when I'm interviewing for it?
I feel like it's
no,
when
I
you're stepping
that,
into it.
Yeah, it feels like when you're in it.
Hmm. Okay.
Good luck, Linda. Please keep us posted on how things go.
I will do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.
It feels challenging to be a little bit briefer with everybody, but we've got so many people. We're just trying to spread the love around, everybody.
I know. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. 720, you're on the line.
Hi, I'm Francine from Colorado. I'm
Hi,
in a relationship with Hi. I'm in a relationship with someone named Ming, and I just want to know if you see, you know, he hasn't been talking to me much, but I feel like there's something that he's not quite comfortable talking to me about, and I wanted to know if you guys could let me know.
You said his name is Ming?
Yeah. I think it's M-U-N-G, I believe it's spelled, though.
Mm-hmm. It's as if what Spirit's showing me initially, Francine, is that it's as if Ming is trying to focus his view. It's almost like he's looking through binoculars and he's trying to get the right focus on the situation. And it might be that he, did you say this is a new relationship?
Yes.
Yeah, it might be. It seems like he's almost, he's out of his last relationship. He's trying to get it. It's as if you present to him a different kind of relationship than he's ever had. And so he's still trying to sort of get his focus on what it is you guys are doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it seems like he's, like we used to talk so much before because we were friends before. Mm-hmm. But it's not, it seems like he kind of, since like Father's Day, kind of been holding back a little different in the conversation, you know?
Yeah.
Because he was.
Sorry, Francine, were you saying something?
Well, I just don't know if there's something, you know, that has been hold that's on his mind that he's not sharing with me, because he usually shares everything, but, I mean, mostly everything. We used to talk so well.
Yeah, so I don't
or know. Or if it's maybe his feelings about me, or if it has to relate to his ex-wife, you know, something that happened that they got into, and he's not.
I get a sense that it's a hobby. Like, it looks like he might even be into bicycling. There's a hobby that's on his mind, like a race or something, that's really preoccupying him, is what I'm being shown. That it doesn't really have much to do with you. He's just, his mind is very much somewhere else. Georgia, how about you? What do you think?
Well, I was shown an image of him kind of looking down into his pants, which is, you know, I'm just, immediately I thought of, you know, the sexual part of the relationship. So this is probably the first time, Angela, that I, you know, we're kind of talking about something a little bit different, but, you know, maybe it ties in together somehow. So I, you know, if you have, you know, been together physically, or if it somehow it came up to that point, I get that he's shying away from being physical with you for some reason, and that it's something on his part that doesn't have anything to do with you.
Right, and I understand that, but I'm trying to figure, like, what is it on his part?
It feels like there's something embarrassing, something inadequate. It feels like something within him feels like there's an inadequacy.
Issue.
Actually, maybe even connected to, like, a physical issue. Like, I don't know if it's some kind. I mean, I almost don't want to go into talking about any kind of, now the words have escaped me, but, you know, like performance, you know, like men and performing in bed kind of issue.
And then I'm selling my home. Can you tell me when I'm going to close on it? I don't live in it for full price, close on it for full price, because I know there's a buyer coming. I just don't. I think they're going to try to lowball me.
I get like 6 to 8 weeks. Georgia, what do you get?
Well, that's interesting, because I got six, but I got 6 months. So this buyer might be a little undecided.
Now, do you get the two like I do? Because, I have my gifts, too, so I just kind of validate. But I know one's coming in and, you know, going to come low. But I was told that, you know, it's going to be only by, you know, a couple thousand. But if I wait a month, I'll get my full price. So technically closing around in August and be done with the house, or wait till October and be done. Do you guys feel that being right? Because it's on the market for $270,000.
I get the later date. I get October.
Yeah, me too. I get that you're going to hold out, because the one that comes in soon is going to be lower, and you're going to hold out for the bigger one because it is going to be full price later.
So that full price one, is it because we have the negotiation of the refrigerator, like washer and dryer and things like that, you know? Someone had said, like, it's even going to go above. If I wait later, it's going to be like
just leave it all. Yeah. I get that you don't need to worry about negotiating with the small stuff. What comes in later will be you'll be happy with it, and you're just going to leave it all in there.
But this other thing has nothing to do. It's not serious like with his wife or nothing with Ming. It's just a performance. Because, I mean, he hasn't performed. It's only been, he's been with his wife forever, so I'm kind of like the probably the only other maybe two or three, you know, person, third person in his life, and he's 37 that he's ever been with.
Yeah, and I think there's a quality in what I was seeing about him doing this bicycle race of competition. You know,
that's how he gets out of it.
Yeah, he's got, well, and I think he's concerned because he feels that he's going to be competing with someone that you've been with before. You know, he's concerned about how he's going to measure up.
Who's done what before? Competing with?
You, with past lovers that you've had. He's concerned that he's going to be competing with people from your past. You know, it seems like it's like a self-esteem issue on his part, and that's what his worry is.
Oh, the trust, because when they separated, it was because she had been having an affair for 2 years out on him before he found out.
You know, and if that's what hits you, that's right. Where I was going with the message is that he worries about his ability to perform because he knows that you've been with other people before, so he worries that he's not going to measure up to your past lovers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because she made him feel so inadequate. She blamed it on him that she was screwing around for those 2 years, that he wasn't enough and around enough. And mm-hmm. it seems like he's trying to compensate for that, too, for the kids.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Thank you for calling, Francine.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye, Francine.
Bye-bye.
We're getting it all tonight. This is fun.
Yeah.
We've got just about 10 more minutes left. Wait, hold on. Let me double check the time. Maybe we've got a little bit longer. We've got about 18 minutes left, and we've still got 13 callers on the line. So we'll go ahead and get to as many people as we can, listeners.
And maybe we can let them know about
yes.
Contact us. If they don't get us tonight, they can contact us, and, you know, we can answer their questions in other ways. And Psychics Gone Wild, guys, psychicsgonewild.com. There's a great many people there that you can ask your questions of, and you'll get really, 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 really good answers.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Zerza. Excellent. 617, we brought you on the line. How can we help you?
You have already read for me. I'm just listening to the show.
Linda!
Thank you. Sorry, I'll put you
hey.
On. Hey. Oh, good. I'm glad she told us that so that someone else can come on with us. 253, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
And it's a relationship question. I've actually never met this person. And, you know, this particular guy in person, we've talked online for over 2.5 months. And I just wanted to see what do you see? I mean, he's kind of being weird lately, the last, you know, week. Distance.
What's his name?
His name is Adam.
We're just tuning in here, Becky. You know, I get a sense, and I'm not... I'm not exactly sure what Spirit's trying to say, so I'll just tell you this. I get a sense about Adam that it's almost like he's settling in with his tribe or he's feeling foreign or something to you. There's something about the way he's feeling about this that, I don't know, he's feeling very foreign as compared to you. Does that make any sense to you?
So he might not even be here. That might not be him, right?
No. Are you thinking of the last couple callers ago who said that the guy put the picture up that wasn't his nationality? No,
you think he's really, truly who he is. I mean, that's my biggest thing when you do online dating, and especially someone in a different state. I mean, I'm in Washington, he's in Georgia.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm getting that they're just showing me almost like tribal images of yeah, like there's something about his tribe, who he is. I'm not getting a whole lot more from the message about this. Let's see what Georgia's got for you.
Well, I get another woman, or I get your energy. So there's a woman's energy that she has a lot of fire, and I'm going to ask you your star sign, Becky.
My what?
Your star sign. What's your star sign?
Sag. Is that right?
Yeah, then it's you.
Yeah.
And so I
yeah,
do,
I'm a fire
I
sign.
Do see that you. You're a fire sign. Then this is you who I'm seeing. And actually, it's probably that you. I do see an opportunity here with you and he. All right.
Okay.
I do see it. Yeah. Let me just see if I can get more details. What was your question?
We talked on the phone on Wednesday, but it's just like now it's Friday. I mean, I heard from all the time. He's just been acting weird lately.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I immediately thought of the supermoon and the, you know, he might just be more feminine in terms of his, you know, the way he's connected up, and he might have a strong relationship to his mother, because mother came up for me too when I thought of him initially. So I don't know if you know much about his background. I don't know if his mother's alive.
Yeah, she's deceased. She's crossed over.
She's deceased.
Yeah.
You know, and when our loved ones are deceased, it doesn't mean that they're completely gone. You know, he had a relationship with her during his lifetime, and I feel that that's what's kind of present now for him. So it might even be worth you kind of maybe touching that issue and kind of seeing where he's at with, you know, just himself.
Do you think he'll be contacting me, since I haven't heard from him? Well, I mean, I sent texts and I haven't heard from him.
Yeah, I'm getting, I mean, that's where I think this was a bit with the tribe. It's almost like he's retreating a little bit into his family, whether it's that he's, you know, communicating with his mom, thinking about his mom, or spending time with family, and also just kind of reevaluating who he is and where he came from. I would say give him a little bit of space, but I do see you guys connecting. It's almost like he needs to step back and just digest. You guys, well, the last time you talked to him on Wednesday, it feels like you hit a really powerful point from what he was feeling. And I think it kind of surprised him, you know? And so I just get the feeling that he's kind of trying to get his footing with who he is.
Okay. See, he was coming up to visit in a week. But see, I don't know. I mean, is it really going to happen, or is that just all talk? You know, he's supposed to come next Thursday.
I see it happening. I see him almost like needing a little bit of space right now because he knows he's going to see you.
I will do that. I will give him that then.
Georgia, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's going to go through, you know, it's kind of squeezing, the relationship is squeezing itself through a little hole at the moment, but it's going to come through the other side. So even if he does visit, you guys are going to be working on this energy that's present here now. And it's okay, you know, that's what relationships
do. Yeah, it's new because we don't even know each other, really. So, I mean, you can hide a lot behind a computer.
That's right. And I think once you meet him, it'll be clearer for you.
Right. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You answered a lot of questions.
Tonight.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Becky. Good. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night. 971, you're on the line. 971, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine. I would just have some questions about my baby father. We haven't been, like, communicating lately, and I'm just trying to figure out, like, are we going to have a future?
And what's your first name, and what's his first name, please?
His name is Alfred, and mine is Shatira.
Is it Shatira?
Yeah, like, you know, Tyra Banks, but just Shatira.
Gotcha. Nice, pretty. All right, we're tuning in, Shatira. I do see you guys continuing to have a relationship of some sort. You're really powerful. I get that you've got some healing energy to you, and it's almost like he doesn't even know how to communicate with you because he feels how strongly your energetic presence is. Does that make sense to you?
No, I know he don't know how to communicate.
Yeah, I know. You've got a lot of power. You may not even be aware of it, but you've got a lot of strength and a lot of energetic power. And it's almost like it's too much for him.
He cares about you. I see you continuing to have contact, but he's not sure how to get on the right level with you.
So why did he just stop talking to me?
Bam. He doesn't know how to talk to you is what I'm getting.
Because, like, he lives in Detroit, and I moved back to Oregon, and he's supposed to be coming up here, and I already have another child, and his father is, like, not involved at all, you know, so I'm just scared that I don't want to go through that. Like, he takes care of his other kids and stuff, and he's a good father with his other kids, but I don't want to be in the same predicament, you know, because I'm pregnant with a boy, and I won't, you know.
Yeah, you want a father's presence for
your
boy.
Do you guys see him coming up here?
George, are you getting anything?
Well, I see him as this really strong guy. I don't know, I see this really tall guy, but his arms are crossed, so, and he's not moving. So I don't like to see that. That kind of tells me that maybe he's not going to be, you know, he's not that open to negotiation at the moment. And I don't know why. It feels like it has to do with money.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that he's in a bit of a bind at the moment, that he can't quite...
Yeah.
I don't know if he gives you money or if he's providing. There's something about money and something with him being a bit stuck.
I had talked to somebody else and they're just saying that he's feeling like down because he don't have enough money to support the baby or something like that.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
But do you see him coming to Oregon or you don't see him leaving Detroit?
I see possibly in the future, but not right away.
Yeah, I see it in the future, too. I see it like it could be in the fall.
Is that before? Like, okay. Because I just really don't care how long it take him. I just want him to be here for the birth of my baby, you know?
I was going
to
say, is it due in November?
I'm doing November, yeah.
Yeah, because I do see him there with you in November. I don't know if he's going to be there, like, right for the birth of the baby, but he'll be there around, you know, he'll be there when the baby's there.
You said what at the end?
That he'll be there when the baby's, you know, comes, when the baby's been born. I mean, he might be there for the birth or he might be there just after.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Shakira.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Shatira, I apologize. I called her the last
Shatira.
Call. Shatira, yes. Pretty name. All right. You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild with Georgia Marantos and Angela Bixby on a fabulously fun Friday night of the solstice and the super moon weekend.
The super moon.
Woohoo! And we are ripping through callers as best we can to try to help everybody. Those of you that we don't get to tonight, as Georgia mentioned earlier, you can feel free to contact us outside of the show here tonight. You can go to Psychics Gone Wild and find our contact information. You can find us on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter and LinkedIn. There are a whole host of psychics on the Psychics Gone Wild page, and George and I are listed there, so please be in touch if we can't get to you tonight. Georgia, did you have anything else to add to that before we bring the next call?
No, not at all. Yeah, let's see who we've got.
All right, great. 813, you're on the line.
Hi, my name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. I'm calling about my energy. I have felt so blocked lately, and I was wondering, do you see me being able to, how am I to work through this, or I'm not sure how to ask about my energy. Just not there.
Yeah, we're tuning in, Debbie.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the chakra system?
Yes.
So I'm sensing, I'm not sure what George is getting, but I'm sensing that the block is sort of originating in your heart chakra, in your fourth chakra, and that it's emotional in nature. Does that make any sense to you? Does that resonate for you at all?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. I see your energy flowing, but it's almost like it's crooked. Is
the way that they're showing me. It's almost flowing through crookedly. It's like it's making its way through a little bit, but it's just that heart chakra that any opening that you can do is going to help your energy flow a lot better.
Okay.
There's something about it it's almost like the quality of an anchor, what's gone on for you, that shows up in that heart chakra. So anything you can do to try to lighten that, you know, picture giving that anchor some different use somewhere else outside of your energetic system. Throw it out to sea as best you can. Yeah. Georgia, how about you? What are you getting?
Yeah, I mean, I do see that also in your heart, and I wonder if it has to do with like motherhood, or you're thinking about motherhood, or do you have children at the moment?
Yes, I do. They're all adults now.
Right. And so this energy is sitting around, somehow it's connected, it's in the heart, but it's also connected in the second chakra. In that chakra, what we're doing is it's kind of like our power, our hara energy. It's like the energy with which we do everything that we need to do in life. So when people are feeling really low in energy, they're kind of low in energy in this chakra, and it feels like there's a lot of sort of stagnant energy collected here. So do you do energy work on yourself? Do you do any kind of healing? Have you received any healing?
I haven't received any. I've been trying to meditate. I used to be very good at it, and I had an experience that kind of freaked me out, and I haven't really meditated in years. So I'm just now starting to do that again, and that's where I felt like I had no energy. It's kind of hard.
Right. So you've found yourself meditating again, and your energy has been dropping since you started meditating. Is that what you're saying?
It's not that it's been dropping, it's just I just feel stagnant. I don't feel like I'm making any progress.
Oh, my God, you are. Don't stop. And it's a bit like this particular, what you're walking, it feels like you're not going anywhere, but actually you are, because I'm being shown that it's a water energy and the emotional living in the heart chakra. So that's the energy that you're going to move. And can I ask what that experience was that you had that freaked you out?
I used to have a quartz, a smoky quartz, that I would hold when I would meditate. And this is going to sound weird, but a purple haze started always forming right in front of me when I would try to meditate. And I was meditating for like 45 minutes a day. And then I started seeing people through the haze like a classroom, and it's every time, you know, I started watching this classroom, it's like the teacher would turn and look at me and close the smoky fog. It was like a purple smoky fog. And then the last time I was trying so hard not to see the class, but to see the mountainside that I had seen originally, and instead a hand came out towards me, and it happened so fast it kind of freaked me out.
Right.
So, and then my quartz disappeared.
Wow. So, and so you've been meditating recently. Oh, you, Angela, please.
No. Go ahead, Georgia. I was just commenting.
Oh,
wow,
yes.
That's intense. Yeah.
So since you've been meditating recently, have you experienced anything like that?
Oh, no. No, I figured
no.
It's probably because I don't have my quartz with me either. Anymore.
Well, how did you I know we're getting very close to time, but I just want to ask, how did you make sense of what you experienced? Because there's a number of ways to look at what happened. It may have been a spirit guide. It may have been, you know, you were tapping into a type of spiritual classroom. How did you explain it to yourself?
That's how I felt, that I was tapping into another dimension, to a class that I wasn't supposed to.
And yet there was a hand that reached out to you, right? So that there was a yes and a no, right?
Well, it wasn't like a gentle hand coming out. It was more like a hand coming out so fast it's like got you, kind of like to scare you. And it worked.
Absolutely.
In fact, I hadn't been able to meditate really more than 5 or 10 minutes since.
So you opened up your sixth chakra and you started to experience. And I have found that when you are studying with a teacher, and it might actually help you to get some direction and to get some teaching in your meditation, or maybe to sit with a group, because when there's a leader in a group or in a circle, you can actually talk about those experiences and completely take away the fear factor. And because there could be a very simple explanation, particularly if there were other people in the group and they may have seen the same thing. So it's often, it can get really scary if you're doing it on your own, is what I'm saying. And if it's possible for you to do it in a group, I would say please do it. Please seek out a group to do your meditation in. I do see your energy picking up, though. It is going to change, and I see it happening in the next 3 months. And it's because of your meditation that you're going to be changing your whole way of being. Okay, so don't give up and keep going. And if you can find a group, do it.
Debbie, thank you so much. We're past the point where the show's being recorded, but I think we're still broadcasting. So I think we can still be heard. So I do apologize for being brief. If you want to get more guidance on that issue, feel free to email Georgia and or I. You know, we're more than happy to continue the conversation in email. Thank you for calling.
Bye, Debbie. Thank you
very much.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, callers, so much. Everyone that called in and didn't make it through, we apologize. Please call back next week or call into one of our shows. We have a show tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I believe it's at 3. Do we have one at 9 p.m. tomorrow? Nonetheless, we have a show tomorrow. We have a show on Monday. We have shows 6 days a week with Psychics Gone Wild here on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, so please feel free to try another night or get in touch with Georgia and I. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Good night.